we're about to wind up the part we are seeing to see the Spirit of God and His works of righteousness. His works of righteousness. And the spirit of the devil. And its works of unrighteousness. We have reached, we've seen the seal. We saw the seal of God. Which is put upon us through the Holy Spirit. After hearing the gospel of the kingdom of God.
And
we are moving on to see the seal of the devil. Which he puts upon his people after he corrupts their minds.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
he seals them of unrighteousness.
For
that one you see was sealing righteousness initially. But when he fell, thus his seal right now seals unrighteousness. Now we're moving on by seeing it. If we get to wind up seeing it, we are going to see the right Christ and his church. And the false Christs and their churches. We shall see much. Just as we've seen much, think the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What you have to do is one. This message is going to be released. They are going to start to be released out of DVDs that you may spread it out. You may be buying it at a very cheap price.
To help
get more money to buy more DVDs that more messages may be printed out.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That he will take them out that people will be preached on the gospel. They will not be just hearing an audio, but they will also be seeing of what we are teaching about.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When
you speak that the powers of darkness work like that, you will be shown in images how the powers are working.
Yes,
praise
so
Jesus. It will help so much many people to understand.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Zimbabwe video yoku madaka
si. Me have been your video for a long time.
Video.
But the other will be your video that day.
Oba eriyo yariye wa.
Or unto the one who is far.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kali chija kuba kirungi.
Now it will be very good.
Yes.
We thank God who gave us ability.
Mwebaza nyo rwabo.
We thank him for those. Who stand up to put up their camera. Pastor Muchibi and his group. That his message may be captured on videos and they don't get tired of that.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. That too has been a benefit. For most of them, say, perhaps those people have white people supporting them. But because in ages they are no blacks, yes, we have whites. Hey. Yes, we have a white suka from the Jerusalem of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Those are
our whites who inject money in us. They inject much money in us. And they have just begun. They are still just trying to test that they may release the majority. As it was in the Acts.
And they kept the church
and no one was in need. Do not joke with those whites. Bible says, and they mean they were going to hear salvation according to Hebrews 1:13 and 14. They mean that they were going to hear salvation. We speak of angels. Those are our whites. And they have a major white. He has his wealth and treasures. Our Master Jesus. Even the Father and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Yes, we have
praise
so
Jesus.
Wait, 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 wait.
Now, thus we've been moving like that.
We still see the seal of the devil.
See how the spirit of the devil puts the seal upon people. And how it fights. To force the younger and the old. The poor and the rich. All of them that they may get that seal.
Yes, we
have praise Jesus.
It's
what most of it we heard. It would be very hard to buy. Even went to sell without that number.
Where
that word came from? For they knew it very well. In those seasons, they would be carrying out businesses as it was in the days of Noah. And they are buying and they are selling. And they are marrying and getting married. They will be in that thing. Praise Jesus.
And
it is very hard for your mind to concentrate on God. Just as we heard last time. Praise Jesus. And to be on God that you are on Him. And it is very hard. And you may get it to minister, but when your ministry, you are collecting money within the ministrations. And you have not begun ministry because you love God. And you have not begun for you one minute to get back to God. But every thought and meditation in your heart is wrong. When God tells you, as it was in the days of Noah, who is going to get in the seasons, they will be marrying, getting married. And the weddings are what is on everyone's mouth. And they are on all televisions. And they are buying and selling. And the destruction will come upon them. The seasons of the days of Noah, they were like that. That's why they said it would be very hard to buy. As we see in Revelation 13. Let's go there briefly. And we proceed on to see concerning money. What is money?
Yes, he was. And he sent it.
Who is money? Money is the devil?
Kipapura.
It's a paper.
Oh, Satan.
Oh, they are the devils.
Yes,
praise Jesus. One of them who make a seal.
Also,
one who helps the seal of the devil to work very well is called money.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But who is money? Is money the devil? All money is are the devils. But if it's the devil or the devils, why do you have the money?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
if you are to have him,
how
are you going to control him not to govern you? For this money, perhaps he's a part of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
may be a very great friend of his. Maybe he's the mediator between him and Jezebel.
No, he's a best man.
Maybe he's the best man of those two. Now we've spoken like that. Now, because Jezebel and the devil are married, but I expect
best man,
the best man of them is money. And on the side of a woman, who is there?
Metron.
Metron.
Their matron too is money.
There's something
you're going to understand today on money.
Metron,
this one is a metron man, and the best man between the devil and Jezebel.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But
we
are, how are
you
going to control
him?
For he's one of them fronting and leading.
The number
666. That's why they tell you they will not be buying. They will not be carrying on business. When we don't have that number.
But they buy
and sell cannot do it.
Money.
When they don't have money.
Say,
okay. In the midst of buying and selling. Buying and buying and selling. The medium is money. Who is the business for? That's why there is a best man. The devil is the business person and Jezebel too, business person. But the medium between them is money. Saint.
Best man.
This one is the best man.
And
at the same time, the matron.
They cannot
move on working without him. Every occasion of the devil, money is involved. Money is a broad person beyond what you think of him.
Almost a commander.
He is almost like a commander. in the midst of the devil. Let's see Revelation
13.
Revelation 13 from verse 16.
Newaliriza bonna abato n'abakulu n'abagagga n'abaavu n'abeddembe n'abaddu okuweebwa enkovu ku mukono gwabwe ogwa ddyo oba ku byenyi byabwe era omuntu yenna aleme okuyinza okugula newankubadde okutunda wabula oyo amaze okuteekebwako akabonero erinnya ly'ensolo oba omuwendo gw'erinnya lyayo
nga toyinza kugula
ate
toyinza kutunda okugyako ng'olina omuwendo
ogwo
tugenda kulaba okuva luli we twakoma batwala bakampuni zonna
zebaleeta
zababulizi ba njiri
It's not of God, a gospel of God. It is the gospel of business. You preach and you spread the propaganda for it. And you enroll many in it. In that kingdom.
Yet
in the kingdom of God, you never enroll anyone. Praise Jesus. Now you're going to understand
why
you're going to continue to understand why do they say you cannot buy neither sell? Except when you have that mark, it will be very hard. Except they who have said that it will be having wisdom and understanding. We understood who is wisdom. It is the word of God. It is the Master Jesus in the Holy Scriptures. And we got to know who is understanding. He helps us connect them a little here and a little there. Command by command. Command by command. At least two, three commands or four and above. Scripture by scripture. Scripture by scripture. At least two scriptures, three or four and above.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Here
a little, there a little. From different books which make up the Bible. In the different chapters. And we and so who is understanding. Now we shall try to be helped if we shall have wisdom and understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But they have told you, the rich and the poor, reaching to the slave, and they were free until they are forced to have that seal.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That is why things came changing little by little. For right from the young person, and they've just been put in the womb, they begin to pay tax of Caesar. They begin immediately. Things change. You used to pay tax when you've grown. But right now from the younger, you pay tax immediately. And this is in the entire world. As long as you've fallen into the womb of your mother, you begin to pay tax of Caesar immediately. That to look analytically
at
one of the things moving on forcing people to begin to carry out buying and selling between them and the devil. When this happens, our master which he told you, as we'll be about to come back, as
it
was in the days of Noah, they were buying, they were selling.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They are marrying and getting married. But this is like that. Bible speaks of them. That everything which comes in their minds, it is corruptible. Now what they first do enough, in this business you see, involves corrupting someone's mind. And every meditation and thought within your brain, and it's not right.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's go briefly and we hear.
This
you're moving on to see money.
Oh no. Mediator, wakati wa
this mediator between the devil, Satan, and Jezebel, the wife.
Ganga, yari wakati
and it's the one in the midst of that business to carry out buying and selling. Let's go back brief. Why
those
things were spoken of? And if the business moves on, people have no understanding of God. What happens in their lives? Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6 from verse 1.
Awo abantu bwe basooka okweyongera ku nsi ne bazaala abaana ab'obuwala.
When they first increased in number on earth,
yes,
praise Jesus. Just as we've increased now,
and
we are very numerous on this earth, and the children born, they are very messed up. I want to tell you like this. The creations you see, even the daughters and the girl child, and they're just 6 years. But when you see how they are grown in body, these are some of the signs which you ask what will happen. And the parts have the way they grow, mature quickly. Quickly. To begin to attract around. For they say that they give birth to daughters. But these daughters, they are being born. It was surprising. That the children, they were not of like of the past generations. This time they were growing very fast. They grow fast and they appear mature. And even the clothing itself, they
are
forced to see that those parts are exposed. So anytime the angels passed through, and they saw the daughters of men, and they were looking good. Listen very carefully. You may see the generation who don't understand it. These daughters of men, more so when they, it comes to money,
amani,
the power.
Bagara,
sente, they want whether have money
amani,
or you have power. Yeye. Those two things. Here is where they get perverted. In those generations.
Even
this generation which came
sente
up. Money or power. There you're going to take any daughter you want. Listen very carefully. Genesis 6 from verse 1. They have a way they had grown. These sons of God are spoken of in Job chapter 1 verse 6 unto 10. Anytime they gathered, even the devil too joined them. Where did they gather from? Zechariah 3 will explain you. In Hebrews, Hebrew explain it more. Hebrews 12:22.
It
explains the great gathering of the angels.
That
these sons of God,
they
reached a time and they escaped from heaven.
And they
were following their leader, the devil, Satan.
For
Satan in Job 2:1-10, he came out when God had not sent him. And he came to spy the world. Even the others, the angels who had begun to follow him, they began to break the command, and they left in heaven without it being commanded. As they reached the world, and the appearance of daughters of men, it is surprising and amazing. And people are very fatty. Praise Jesus. And the clothing itself, the way they walk on the ways, the way they shake their parts, the generation, the way you see it, I want you to be very careful on the issue we are speaking about.
You may not
know how the sinner devil works in
this step,
but all these who move like this, and they are like that, they are creatures of the gospel of the devil. And they are tempters. They walk in the way all days, and they are tempting every person. They were given a body, and it is to make them fall or to be saved. according to the commands given them, that body clothed like this, if you claim to fear God, when you look at 1 Peter chapter 3, they give
an order,
children who fear God, how are they going to be clothing?
For
a body given them in these days, it is the body given the daughters in Genesis 6.
And
it grows, matures very fast. But the clothing, if an angel passes you, the fallen one, and he said, no, I have to visit this person. That is why they sleep upon you all night.
It is
you passing the roads, you are drawing them and tempting them. Others in the roads are not clothed. Now those men, they have to be upon you the fallen angels. All the night, this man is treated me seriously. Every night, be very careful, my friend.
You may perhaps
have been preaching the gospel of the devil
without knowing. It's
only clothing which preaches the gospel of the devil. For these daughters of
men,
they were shown how they will be looking in the
seasons
of the coming back of Jesus, and they will be growing up very fast.
And
they even expose their parts to reaching a level of tempting fallen angels that they entered in their houses. These days you have been very careful. For some, the people that married are not human beings. They have married demons in human appearance, the fallen angels. Genesis chapter 6 verse 2.
Abaana ba Katonda ne balaba abawala b'abantu nga balungi ne bawasanga abakazi mu bonna be baalonda. Mukama n'ayogera nti omwoyo gwange teguwakanenga na muntu emirembe n'emirembe kubanga naye gwe mubiri naye ennaku ze ziriba emyaka 12.
Nkikakati Mukama n'agamba,
how God said,
abantu bagenze nnyo mu mubiri.
Humanity have moved so much into
the body.
Every mindset and thinking is of the desire of their body. And the money is upon their minds. And that is their God. And the thoughts are totally corrupted. And
he says,
let me withdraw my spirit from humanity. And I will even reduce their years. The reduction of the years, you see, it is not in accident. It shows something. It shows the number 666 is working so much.
And
Master truly is about to come back. That is why years were reduced. They
are
totally getting reduced.
Now,
to get old, you only need 40 years. You
began
to totally get old.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Now
God is spirit.
He's
withdrawing him from the people. There's no contending with either. That is why God has spent many seasons.
And
if he rebukes the church, just looks at it. Now, have you been saying that? Now we, you see us as like Noah. We come in those seasons.
And
God, it's been a long time he ever rebuked humanity.
And
right now he's going to rebuke. But they who can listen and hark at that he rebuke.
And
they must be serious lovers of God. For God has spent a long time not rebuking. And
there
are things spent a long time not doing. It's to say people are told a fraud, but they have ever taken long to see the rain falling. It seems impossible. They are telling them the floods are going to come. They have spent years not seeing the rains fall. Now you're speaking of floods. Do you understand properly? Now that's why you see today, even though we speak of the Spirit of the Lord and his works, and we
are
separated from the Spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness, there are people who totally don't know how the Spirit of God works, and they wonder, where do we get that to separate it? And you're going to hear people, and they
urge
you for the Holy Ghost claiming is right. Because the met their forefathers already got incorruptible. And they used that word. And they thought it's the right word.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on ahead and hear.
Genesis 6 verse 4.
Western Uganda.
Mm-hmm. Don't think that person is a human person. But they are a fallen angel. A fallen angel had intercourse with the mother of his. Now the other fallen angel. And they recruited one of the fallen angels and they put the fallen angel in the womb of a person and it was born like a human being. Many times they don't always stand right,
but
they end up becoming serpents and snakes and they have many heads or to become an animal like a lion.
But
their genes really connect with of human beings. When they reach in the womb, the connection fails. And they get up when they are not complete. But now many of them who are like them in the human beings. And the fallen angel is one who was born again, born fresh. Praise Jesus.
And
you find them, you may think he's a human being. Many have slept with the fallen angels in the generation like this. And you'll see people and they are strong. They show powers. And you think that they are usual human beings.
Yet
they are this fallen angel.
That's why
we have been starting with the Spirit of the Lord and his works. That you may separate. For that they who are born, yet they are fallen angels. And they have power. Those days, they were to show power. Which throw. Which is thrown to people, which hits you like a lightning, the power. They were supposed to be very careful
and
involved not believing God so much because of the power which was being shown. Why could God bring the flowers? Most of the people those days, all of them were marked 666, and all of them ended up in hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why only 8 were saved.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much.
Those
days, you are sisters of showing power to share.
You
go and the other gives you power. And you begin to minister. And you show power. Just so you see how we are today. And the God of so and so is the one with power. Jesus of the earth is the one working. That is how it was. And people, the things of understanding God, they are not on that by their own power. The power and the money is the issue those days and these days. Genesis 6 verse 5.
Ngabungi mwonsi na ulikufumitiliza kwe biluozo vyo mtu vyo mutima kwe ngakubi kwelele.
And the person had anything they thought which was right, they will begin a church. They begin to make money, to graft from people's, rob from them.
When God
looks at the thoughts and inclinations of people, even the one was not worked,
they're
in the synagogue seated, but they calculate, when I leave here, when I will start, I am here seeking for power. And
they are not
seeking to know God and heaven, but every thought coming, and it is wrong. Remember Hebrews. Hebrews 4. 12-13. God separated the thoughts and meditation. He saw that they were not even begun to be anything. They too had thought wrongly and evil.
ebyokulowooza obutukuvu
n'obutuukirivu think of heaven
negeri onaagendayo
when you will go there
ebibyo nga balabira ddala oba gwalowooza ate obubi
so that you are rather you who is wrong you have to think of money
business
emmotoka
the car tugenda vuga
amamotoka drive cars
tuzima amayumba
build houses
ngebirowoozo birina kuba mu mbeera
the thoughts had been captured in such mentality
ebirowoozo nga tulina kirowoozo kirungi
and they had no right thoughts
okubeera n'ekirowoozo ekirungi
have a right thought
kwe kutuukiriza Matayo mukaaga
Fulfill Matthew 6
unyonomwenda
verse 9
paka 14
to 14
ndibiyagala munsi
that what you want on earth
byagala kole mu singe
bwa mu what is done in heaven should be done on earth
kwe kujendozo byo
kole ebi bring the force of heaven to be done here
nebo laba abantu
when you see people
barooza kola byawano
think of doing things of the world
babulira njiri yawano
preach the gospel of the world
manyira we namba iri pabeke ikola
the number is in people working
bagena maso no kusiringa
moving on to be sealed
abantu abo kuzikirizibwa
people to be destroyed
ngabola ku mulembe gwa
Noah just in days of Noah
abantu tebakyalowooza birowoozo birungi
when no more thinking right
ebirowoozo ebirungi
every evil thought was in them
kwegamba okulowooza obulungi
to think right
kwekulowooza okukola ebikolebwa mukulu
to think to do things in heaven
osobola okubikola wano
that you may do them on earth
naye nga kiba kizibu nnyo n'okirowooza
very hard to even think of such
era n'okusomesa eggulu nga kya
teach you heaven and it's
mu mulembe ogwo
detestable in those generations
era ng'okugamba nti katonda
and to say god no
buli muntu nga alina katonda
yo every person had their gods in the world for things that had been born these fallen angels and they were strong and they put their God there they can see him they see them in his room now you
claim
to tell you that God is going to come now like the one in Western Uganda there they see him their God and you tell them he's in heaven what is that
abantu atebetebidwa no Uganda woka
so the only Uganda
what one ali mu America yes
even another Jesus in America calling himself
Jesus
he tells them there's no other Jesus going to come and he tells them there is no sin as long as you get to him and believe
now you're
free to do everything you want
yakola bakubako ss mirundi esatu
what it does is stamps on them ss 3 times
oba mukaga mukaga mirundi esatu
3, 4, 6 and it stamps it on them
ngabagambe ye namba ya Yesu
that's the name of Jesus you are free and they interpreted that and he claims they interpreted in long way
agamba mbufa bajogera
ko he says that we will speak about it
fe tujogera ko bubi
we are speaking about it wrongly
na ye yonga ye namba yagamba ye namba ya Katonda
claims it's the name of God
kale ebidinga ebi
now things like that
byasoka kuba wedda
that first happened long time
no bula nebirozo byabantu byasoka dokono
the thoughts of people got corruptible
tola bulwali runga abantu tebakungana lwa kutegeera
katonda people don't fellowship together and know God
wabula bakungana lwa kufumitiza kwa bwali no kunji
because of their much thinking
aloze motoka aloze nyumba aloze ebintu byabiji
they think of many other things
nenga takunganye kuroza kutegeka
not fellowship to think of knowing God
eranga asigala kuogera katonda
ku mumu they speak God upon their lips
na yenga omutima kuli wara
wanayogera Yesu here you speak Jesus
nevi gambo bifuluma Yesu
when the words come out Jesus
na yenga oruvanywa rwa Yesu
after Jesus
motoka yange iriwa
my car where is it
nyumba yange
my house
aworuganda
brethren
Yesu mwete kifotua bino byo
Jesus is ready to give us all
this nesi byagala bidule mitima
kwa but not what he wants to capture our hearts
He
never wants them to fill in our minds. He wants us to fill in what is in heaven. And we do them here.
These miracles
you see are food to the children.
It's
a sure deal you have to eat. As long as you become a child of God. Let's move on. Genesis. Genesis chapter 6 verse 6.
Mukama ne yejjusa kubanga yakola omuntu munsi. Nana kuwala mu mutima gwe. Mukama nayogera nti ndisangula omuntu gwe natonda okuva mu nsi okusookera ku muntu n'ensolo n'ekyewalula n'ebibuuka waggulu kubanga nejjusizza kubanga nabikola.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
N'agamba mbutuufu.
And he said truly.
Omuntu nali mpulaningidde birungi.
I had planned good things for humanity.
Naye nejjusa okuteekawo omuntu.
But I regret putting man
there.
Human beings read a scripture.
Nebagandi mukama teyejjusa.
And they say God does never regret.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Wewaawo mukama teyejjusa.
Yes, God never regrets.
Bikwatagane plans unazi yakola.
Concerning all the plans he worked out.
Wawula yejjusa.
But he regrets.
Plans zonna empya.
On all the new plans.
Omuntu zaatonda
which man creates himself.
Kyavazogera ko mumubuli.
That's why he speaks to them in Ecclesiastes
7:29. Tinatonda omuntu nga mugoroko.
He created man upright.
Naye omuntu.
But man.
Agunji
invented many things. That alone is what is grateful, but it never regrets on what he spoke. That's why the Bible says that when he speaks, he never regrets. And when he swears, he never regrets of it. But he regrets of those people, what they put in.
And
the life where we take it, which he never prepared for it. Praise Jesus. And they shouldn't like you. Why did God regret here? For this time,
man
had waited to think many things God had never told him.
And
man had created his own
peace.
Praise Jesus.
So
now he decided to say he is going to wipe him away with all creations. For creations were the ones serving man. Praise Jesus. Let us see. Genesis 6:8.
Naye Noa n'alaba ekisa mu maaso ga Mukama. Kubanga kuno kwe kuzaala kwa Noa yali mutuukirivu nga talina kabi mu mirembe gye. Noa n'atambulira wamu ne Katonda. Noa n'azaala abaana basatu, Semu, Kamu ne Yafesi. Ensi neyononeka mu maaso ga Katonda. Ensi nejjula eddalu. Katonda n'alaba ensi ng'eyononese.
Nti ensi nejjula eddalu.
And the world was full of corruption.
Abantu baali boononekedde ddalu.
People are totally gotten corruptible.
Abantu nga balalu.
And people are corrupt.
Ennyambala gye bambala.
The clothing they clothe.
Ebigambo bye boogera.
The words they speak.
Ku mativi gaabwe ebyaliko.
What was on.
Ebyali byogera ku maradio.
What was spoken on radios.
Mu nnyimba zaabwe abayimbi baabwe.
The songs, the artists.
Engeri gye bambalamu.
The way they clothe.
Kugamba abantu kwe nga boononeka.
People are gotten corruptible. And they had gotten mad. And that is the generation we are in.
Genesis 6:11.
Everyone had a flesh upon him. They had already abandoned getting back to God.
And
they're on buying and selling.
Bring
money, earn. How much have you earned? If
everyone
was made a church, they ask, how much have we earned in the baskets? And people, every person, they have gotten corruptible. But one person who leads these things of corruption in people. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 11 that I am afraid you may be corruptible in mind and in your thoughts. Let's go briefly there and you hear. The one who leads this corruption in people, how does he do that?
Tulimba Korinso ekyokubiri esula ekumi n'emu n'olunyiriri olusooka.
2 Corinthians 11:1.
Lugamba bwe luti. Singa mungumiikiriza mu busirusiru obutono era naye mungumiikirize, kubanga mbakwatirwa obuggya bwa Katonda. Kubanga nabafumbiza bammwe omu ndyoke mbaleeta eri Kristo nga omuwala omulongoofu. Naye ntidde ng'omusota bwe gwalimbalimbaka mu bukuusa bwago. Mpozi ebirowoozo byammwe okwonoonebwanga mu kulaba wamu ne mu bulongoofu ebiri eri Kristo.
Nti ebirowoozo bisobola okwonoonebwa.
The thoughts can be corrupted and led astray.
Nga bw'olaba byali mu lubiri ebiri esulayo mukaaga.
Genesis 6.
Nti ng'engeri gy'olabamu Yesu.
And the way they were seeing Jesus then.
N'ebimulimu.
Even what is in him.
Bwe ng'obiraba bulala.
And you see it different.
Ng'ennyumba gy'oyita Yesu.
And the house is what you call Jesus.
Emmotoka nga gy'oyita Yesu.
The car is what you call Jesus.
And Yesu yanviiridde.
For Jesus arose from
me. Ng'owooluganda aliwa.
And the brother, where is Jesus?
Tolaba kalina.
Don't you see my flat house I've built?
Yesu yanviiridde.
Jesus arose for me.
Ng'awayonooneka mu kulaba.
Gotten corruptible in your seeing. And the thoughts had been corrupted.
You may
think that the number 3% that will get you by force and write it upon you.
These ones
first work a different work in someone. And they prepare a place of writing the number 3% upon you.
They
first corrupt someone. And they see God upside down. And they have captured the thoughts and they have corrupted them. Listen, what they first do, listen down here. 2 Corinthians 11:4.
Bwabulira Yesu omulala gwe tutabulira.
Basoka kuleta Yesu mulala.
They first bring another Jesus.
Era bino byaliwo mu
Genesis 6.
Ngebigambo ebyogerwa.
And the word is spoken. It is not the word of God.
Kubanga mbirebe twakoyisanga kigambo
kya Katonda. This is the word of God.
Simanyo bontegera
bwo. You understand me proper.
Ne kigambo yabalo mbina labi
sibaje. But the one close fruition appear to us.
Kutulabanga Kristo.
And we saw whom we see as Christ.
Kati mubiro biri.
Now in those days.
Bati usange kigambo.
They used to change the world.
Ne bakulira bya wano
byo. And they preached only things of the world. The world we are going to eat and consume it.
Ne bayono ona buli muntu
yenna. And they corrupted every person.
Kristo ne babulira mulala.
And they preached another Christ.
Garabikira mayumba
mabotoka in houses and cars
ibintu kwebija ebisa
which are
ebikwao no kozisibwa. Yes, ye bazi.
Praise Jesus.
Ngabikwao na kozisibwa.
And they are perishable in use.
Yes, ye bazi.
Praise Jesus.
Bible cheve yogera.
That's why Bible speaks.
Ikwatume 17.
Acts 17.
Verse
20
to 30.
That the God created heaven and earth.
Takwananyizwa feza ni
wangu bateza. Pointed to silver neither gold.
Ebikolebwa n'emikono gy'aba.
Which are molded by human hands.
Naye ffe olwaleero olaba Yesu.
We today the Jesus.
Tumufaananye emmotoka.
See how we equate him to a car and a house.
Netugamba wuyo yatuviiriddeyo.
And we say arose for us.
Bino tebyasooka kubaawo leero.
This never happened to the
fathers. Byaliwo mu mulembe gwa
Noah. It was in the days of Noah.
Abantu tebyasooka okuwaanyisa ekigambo kya Katonda.
People first exchanged the word of God.
Uliriza wansa.
Listen down there.
Tuli bakulisa ekyokubiri essuula ya 11 olunyiri lwa 4.
2 Corinthians 11:4.
Kuba oyo ajja bw'abuulira Yesu omulala gw'otaabuulira. Wabwe muwewa omwoyo omulala gw'omutaawebwa.
Mu biro ebyo waliwo emyoyo emirala
mingi. There were very many other spirits.
Nga bw'olaba baliiro.
Just as today.
Gundi yalina omwoyo w'ebyamagero.
Another one was the spirit of miracles.
Ona yalina omwoyo w'ekuwa
ssente. This one has the financial spirit or anointing. This one has the spirit of prophecy or anointing. And the spirits are different.
But
when we look at Ephesians 4, we must be in one spirit. Our Lord is one. One baptism. One faith. But today what surprises
me,
the spirits each one has his. Just as in Genesis 6,
lives
of Noah, people had their strong heroes those days. People who had power.
And
another tells you, you're going to see my God. And he has him there.
And
when he sees you're going to see him, you begin to see people falling down. And his God begins to pass through moving.
Bano baberanga ne bikatonda
byabwe. These ones had their funny gods.
Babizimbira obusenge
mu bibera. Rooms for them where they live.
Tuvuna Kristo yagamba.
That's why Christ said.
Tibwalika natika okujja.
If you were about to come.
Baba kugamba nti Kristo ali mukasenge togenda.
If Christ is in the room, don't go there.
Kwanga walije ba Kristo abo
bulimba. For they will come false Christ.
Kiranga bwachali kumulembe
kwa Noah. Just as in the days of Noah.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
And
the spirit has been exchanged.
And
people have another spirit. And they have
the
spirit from heaven. Don't think.
People,
you never told them the angel of God.
How?
Angels, they sleep with them in their houses. And their angels are understandable. Marry them and corrupt them. And that's what happened to them.
And when you speak
of an angel from Jerusalem of heaven, and that is a very serious case to answer. It is power here. You
bring
sacrifice, I give you power. That is what happened then. You may not have
looked at it,
but God gives you a chance to see all that.
Actually, Bakolisi ekyokwesula ya 11 olunyiri lwa 4.
2 Corinthians 11:4.
Oba njiri ndala gye mutakkiriza mukola bulungi okumugumiikiriza kubanga ndowooza nga sisingibwa
akugambye n'enjiri yennyini bajjako
bajjako
nga tuli mu njiri kikwata
take it as a power. And the one they told us in Matthew. Matthew 10:7-8
Go
preach the people the gospel of the kingdom of God. And we put it aside.
And
every pastor has his own gospel. The generation of Noah.
Noah
was preaching righteousness alone.
But the
other preachers who are, they are existing men of them, they were preaching what they wanted.
Praise
Jesus. That's what the Bible says. Noah was a preacher of righteousness. There are also other preachers who are preaching their own things. He was a preacher of righteousness. But there were others preaching what they wanted. They're in power. And he has his God in the room inside him. That's why you go and write a ban upon you and you get out with it. And now he begins to come and he manifests his power always. For the other was going to be cut, maybe and became a frog. I speak of a fallen angel and it's the one within him. You begin to see him manifesting like a frog. And is doing
that,
and the powers are moving after that. Now you think he's alone. Yet he has a fallen angel who fell upon his head.
Second Corinthians 11:5
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let us get out from there brief.
What
I wanted to tell you, that people can be corrupted in mind, and they
perfectly
change the word of God, they change the spirit of the Lord, and they change the gospel. And those days,
of
the days of Noah, the spirit had changed and reached a level contending with humanity. And the right spirit, they forgot him. And if he speaks with you, can't believe him.
He
tells you, clean yourself like this and
that.
Let me go to church. They don't refuse us to clothe our clothing.
We
told the young girls that we
buffed
in this generation their clothing.
And
even their boys were like that.
We would
tell them to proper clothes or in
action.
The spirit righteousness through Noah and they get from him and they go where they manifest power when they are clothed, they are short clothing and they think they are only think they think. That's why God came and said, my spirit is not going to contend with these people. For he was contending with them, leave this, don't do this like that.
There's
power the other side. And there everyone does whatever they want.
The
pastor calls you with your
business card,
and God tells you to America.
Now
the things of Noah preaching
right here,
they were not on that.
Let's
go to the other side, there's power. Even there they don't speak about us.
You just
bring an offering and the sweat and pastor gives you power.
Doesn't
speak evil about you. The power moves and manifests. But at the place of Noah, this Noah, do righteousness. Don't clothe like this. Noah never even shows power.
He's just talking.
I don't know whether he has the spirit of God or not. For the other side, there are people with power where we're going.
Now,
this one is the righteousness. What is wrong with
you?
He tells us the Lord is going to work.
God
is going to move with
you.
We walk where your power will be hitting us down. That is how they were the days of Noah. And that's why our master quoted that
thing.
When we'll be coming back, the things of the days of Noah will be the one moving. They were seeking for power. And the things of Noah preaching righteousness. What is wrong with Noah? Noah tells us,
righteousness,
the spirit of the Lord will come.
But
you give a sacrifice and you tap the anointing.
Now Noah tells us that the Holy Spirit is not bought. That you keep righteousness and it comes within you. That it's a gift. I hear they don't sell him. Let's go to the altar where you just give money to the pastor and you tap the anointing. Let us go that side. People enjoy little things so much, just as they are today. We've gone back to Genesis. Genesis 6, verse 12.
Katonda n'alaba ensi ng'eyonoonese. Kubanga ekirina omubiri kyonna kyali nga kimaze okwonoona ekkubo lyakyo ku nsi. Katonda n'agamba Noa nti, enkomerero ya buli kirina omubiri etuuse mu maaso gange. Kubanga ensi ejjudde eddalu ku lwabwe. Kale laba, ndibazikiriza wamu n'ensi. Weekolere eryato n'omuti goferi. Osalangamu ennyumba mu lyato, osiige munda ne kungulu envumbo. Bw'otyo bw'okolanga.
Oteekeko siru ku nnyumba yo.
Seal your house.
Bwogera ku mubiri oguva mu ggulu.
We speak of a body from heaven.
Era okuteekongako siru yaago.
Seal upon it.
If it is
not that, the floods are going to consume you yourself. Remember the day comes like that. They tell you build a house, put rooms within it.
For
you know God resides in the rooms. If it is upon your heart,
you
open that it enters. But you can find the house properly and seal it.
That's
the seal of the Lord. In the clothes of Noah, people don't see a seal here.
Yes,
all the others had the seal of the devil, we are destroyed. Even this
one,
they tell the, your house has to be sealed.
Emikono ebikumi bisatu obuwanvu bw'eryato, n'emikono ataano obugazi bwalyo, n'emikono asatu obugulumivu bwalyo.
Tuliyogera ku lyato eryo.
We shall speak of that.
Betuliba tusoma enjiri y'obwakabaka
bwa Katonda. When we shall study the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Ojja kulaba ku lyato n'omubiri oguva mu ggulu.
Of the boat and the body from heaven.
Nabafaanagana.
And they are the same.
Era nga babeerako siru
yaka. And they all have the seal of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I don't know whether how you build your house.
Or
when you find it when you're naked. Or you have no seal upon it. It wore unto you.
For
Revelation 9 says
that
let them torment whoever has no seal of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now that happened in the days of Noah. Buying, selling.
Business,
corruptible minds in people.
And
they never think of the kingdom of heaven. But business, buying and selling.
And
money had become money to them. And the power was power. And it was what is upon everyone's head.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But think like this. They told you that in this issue,
as was
in the days of Noah, in 1 Peter chapter
3,
verse 17, and you hear some things here. How are you going to be saved?
That's
all this is moving on.
Peter,
1 Peter 3:17.
Kubanga kye kisinga obulungi Katonda bw'ayagala mu kwagala kwe. Mwe okubonyabonyesebwa nga mukola obulungi okusinga nga mukola obubi. Kubanga era ne Kristo yabonyabonyesebwa olw'ebibi omulundi gumu, omutuukirivu olw'abatali batuukirivu. Atuleeta eri Katonda bwe yattibwa omubiri naye n'azuukizibwa omwoyo. Era gwe yagenderamu n'abulira emyoyo egiri mu kkomera. Edda abataagonda okugumiikiriza kwa Katonda bwe kwali nga kulindirira ennaku za Noa.
Mukama yagezaako bagumiikiriza.
God tried to bear with them and be patient with them to be saved.
Naye tebaasobola kuwona.
But they weren't able to be saved.
Kyovola bayajja n'atulabula mu kitabo ekyokubiri.
That's why he came on to 2 Peter.
Esule yokusatu.
Chapter 3.
Nuno munana pa kore 10
verse 8 to 11.
Nagamba timulowoza nti enkome yeruddewo.
Don't think that the end is about.
Wabula mukama abadde agumiikiriza.
But God has just been patient.
Ngatayagala n'omukufa azikirire.
And doesn't want anyone of us to be destroyed.
Never yaba gumiikiriza.
Even the others, God was patient with them for a long time.
Nabagamba ne mukome yeri
omukufa. He told them come back to righteousness.
Nebagaana.
And they refused.
Bruno najanga ze kuzikiriza.
This time he came when it has come to destroy them.
Yache tulindira.
And that's what we are waiting for.
Mukugumikiriza kuno kona.
It is all this patience.
Yesu yali bade yakomawoda.
Jesus would have come back long time.
Na yabada kumikiriza.
But he's been patient.
Wabulo bugumikiriza kakano.
But he's patient right now.
Bula bikanga buwedewo.
Getting finished.
Uro muntu takomawo.
For man never comes back to him.
Takomaweri katonda.
He don't get back to
Taki
him.
Tatu sabirozo.
He don't change their thoughts.
Na rokoseta rokose.
He's not getting born again. They're not got born again.
Roza kora se.
Think of making money.
Vuka ba. Mamotoka. Ibyo na tulino tujja vuga.
That we shall drive.
Era mukama taganda.
And God never refused to give them. All the things.
Na ye.
But
why are
our thoughts be consumed like that? For he speaks
that
what things which are where Christ is going to come from.
Kubanga eyo muguru
for that even, that's our citizenship
where we come from.
And we are awaiting our Savior to come from there.
Nikulagirwa kutandika rowoze
ebi. We are commanded to think of things of above.
Naye batona ababira barowoze
bwe bati. People think like that.
Abantu sente zibali kumutwe.
People money is upon their heads.
Kubanga sente kati ye mediator
ya wakati. People money is now the mediator in between them.
Okugula
obo
okutunda
and to sell.
Abali kumuto kubanga bakimanyi burungi. Ebali kyagenda sobola kugula.
Nothing they're going to be able to buy.
Obo kutunda.
Or to sell.
Ngatafuna sente.
When they don't get money.
Obanga tawayo sente.
Or they don't give money.
Echo kati kiri kumutu gw'omuntu.
To support a human head.
Siganye sente zeta kisiwa.
Yes, we need money.
Nayo ogenda kumanya bugendo
zikusa. But you don't know how you're going to use it.
Era n'okuzifuga.
And how to govern it.
Osobola okumanyisa obulogo n'obusamizi obwazitoye bwako.
The sorcery and the charms which you have put upon money.
Buli bulogo.
In every charm.
Na buli busamize.
And every sorcery.
Na buli chonechali cha butokire.
Every magic and work of unrighteousness.
Spell yake ni kusema.
Every spell of it is on money.
Chibaita spiritual wickedness.
That's what it's called spiritual wickedness.
Obulogo bwo musiyo moyo.
The sorcery which is in the spiritual realm.
Bakulogo tunula butunu zikusente.
Which just look on money and speaks to you.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Katumale wanu Peter.
Let's finish here in Peter.
Atuli mu Peter ekisoka esura ya 3 olinyirwa 10. Wa 18.
First Peter 3 verse 18.
Kubagera ne Kristo yabonya abonyezibwa olwebi omulundi gumu omutukirivu olwabatali batukirivu. Atulete eri Katonda boyatibwa omubiri naye nazukizibwa omwoyo era gwe yagenderamu n'abulya emyoyo ekiri mukomera. Edda abataagonda okugumikiza kwa Katonda bwe kwali nga kulindirira mu nnaku za Noa. Eryato bwe lyali likyasibibwa amazzi mwe gaalokolera abantu si bangi gy'emyoyo munaana.
Myoyo munaana bokka be baabatizibwa
ne
bazaalibwa ddala omulundi
ogwokubiri.
Yonna ojja kubiraba.
You see all that.
Mu kuzaalibwa omulundi ogwokubiri tulaba enjiri ya entuufu. Era lwaki babulukayo n'eryato gwali
bibirikiguno
okufubutuka mu mazzi
bw'ozaalibwa. What there was this which gets out of the water when you've been born.
Bijje biri ku mubiri ogwo era bijje biri ku lyato lya Noa.
And upon the boat of Noah.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Gwe mubiri gwokwo gusobola okuwona.
Only body which can give you.
Obuzibu obugenda okuddiira obwagenda n'ennyanja y'omuliro.
Help you overcome the problems which are going to fall.
Ora bakugamba no singana ng'oyamba
zidwa. For they tell you have to be full when you've been clothed.
Yola bange eryato lya Noa.
That's to see you as the
boat. Okuyita mu kubatizibwa bafubukayo n'omubiri ogwo.
Baptism the got out with that body
ogwali kubanga kubawonyeza
which could save them.
Yes, ye was.
Praise Jesus.
Tuli mu Petero ekisoka esura y'okusatu n'olunyiriri lwa 20 mulu.
First Peter 3 verse 21.
Era kaakano gegabalokola mmwe mu kifaananyi eky'amazima kwe kubatizibwa si kujjawo mpitambi za mubiri.
Okubatizibwa kuno,
this baptism,
si kugenda kunaabanga abaisiraamu,
not to bath like the Muslims,
nti ogende
that you go and you clean the dirt off yourself.
Wabula ki?
But what
Petro kisoke sura ya kusatu olunyula kumi wabili muru umu. Kwekuba tizibwa siku jao bitambi za mubili wabula okudamu okw'omwoyo omulungi eri Katonda.
Nti tulyoka tudizibwa omwoyo omulungi.
That we are restored according unto God.
Olw'okuzuukira kwa Yesu Kristo ali ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogwa Katonda, bwe yamala okugenda mu ggulu, bamalayika n'abalina obuyinza ab'amasaza bwe baateekebwa wansi we.
Obawulidde bulungi. Bamalayika abaagwa
n'ab'obuyinza
ab'amasaza mu
bwengule
bonna wansi w'ebigere,
nga
bwe tumanyi nti ensi y'entebe y'ebigere
bye.
Yesu yeebazibwe. So ekyo kyonna nga tukivaako. Naye baakugambye okugula kuno wakati wa ssente
zino
n'omuto
n'omukulu balina okuba Katonda.
Atugende kwa numuruka Katonda.
Let's go to look briefly.
Urabe sente kizikora.
And you see what money does.
Okuteka teko mwana omuto.
Prepare a young child.
Kunamba ruka nkaga mbuka.
Until number 666.
Ero mwana omu yambi
ujia. And how are you going to help your child?
Yes, ye bazima.
Praise Jesus.
Ruka abiri. Unyura abiri moru.
Luke 20 from verse 21.
Luke suwe ya makumi abiri. Noru nyiru abiri muru umu. Nibamu buza. Ngabaga ambanti. Omuyigiriza, tumanyi ng'oyogera era ng'oyigiriza ebyamazima.
Tumanyi oyogera.
We know you speak.
Era oyigiriza ebyamazima.
And you teach what is right.
Nesine tozoogera
kwa. But what do you speak about money?
Sente, yes, we.
Yes.
Sente ozoogera kwa.
What do you speak about money?
Twagala n'oyogera ebyamazima
kwa. You speak truthful.
Tukumanyi oyogera ebyamazima.
But we know you speak truth.
Tubulire sente kye ki.
Tell us what is money.
Era zikola ki.
And what does it do?
Yes, he was
raised.
But it was a commander. Sente yani?
Who is money?
Akora bichi.
What does he do?
Dwachi ali wakati wa busubusi.
Why is it he in the midst of this business?
Dwachi mukuru nyo.
Why is he chief?
Kubyen namba rukanka gamukana.
The number 666.
Tulimuruka esula ya 2. Tulimuruka esula ya 22. No runyiriri. Dua makumi abiri rumu.
Luke 20 from verse 21.
Nibamubuza ngabaga amanti omuyigiriza. Tumanyi ng'oyogera era ng'oyigiriza ebyamazima. So tososola mu bantu.
Tososola mu bantu.
Don't segregate in people.
Nafa sente zafu uzogera ku.
To our money, what do you speak about it?
Tuze kubanga era tutososola.
Come because you don't talk. Even the sinners, perhaps you welcome them. They wanted to buy his heart. And to tell them, you know what?
I said,
money is very important. And without money, you cannot exist. That's why they wanted him to speak.
There's
a pastor I met him. He said, they who invest in the church, those are called the kings. They are the kings of the church. He brought three categories of people and spoke of them. He said that the great ones, they are the high priest, the pastor of the place. The next in her rank, they are the Levites. They were serving. The third in rank, they are kings. They are the ones who inject money in the church. He was trying to dedicate a certain ministry. But I thank God that he paused those words. He will raise that ministry in his rightfulness.
Because
the one who had dedicated and what he spoke had not dedicated it to God but to the devil. How can you say they who inject money in the church, they are they called the kings? And Bible says, all of us got born again.
We have been
the kingdom and kings.
In
Revelation 1,
we
made a kingdom in priests in the house of God. All of us got born again.
Now,
when you choose someone, you call them kings. You are in Daniel 11. That they will believe him. He adds honors upon them.
Sente.
Money.
kitufu tugenda kuwa tuzikozi.
We are going to be using it.
Nezi tugenda kugwa mukwano nazo.
But we are not going to fall in love with it.
Kubanga kugwa mukwano nazo.
We're going to fall in love with it.
We wali omulandira kuli omune.
That's where the big root is.
Okugenda ne musosi sitani.
Which goes within the source the devil.
Ne kujja obuli kibi.
And it takes out every sin.
Kugenda kuba okiraba bulungi.
We're going to be seeing it proper.
Atusoka tweyongere wanezi.
First move on.
Luka esula ya makumi abiri n'olunyi lwa abiri mu lumu.
Luke 20:21.
So tososola mu bantu naye oyigiriza amazima ekkubo lya Katonda. Kirungi ffe okuwanga Kayisaali omusolo nati kisi weewaawo.
Nti tuwengayo omusolo.
Should we give pay tax?
Bino bikulu.
Is this cool? Important?
Oba tituwaayo
sente zino. Or we don't give
tax, this
money. What do you think of the money?
Ziwoma ndoza tuzirete gyoli.
Maybe we bring it to you.
These
were temptations.
For
after
that,
they either when he tells them, don't give it, bring it to me. Just as they're waiting, that I tell them to bring the tithe and the offering. You who's waiting, wait, I would never tell you such a thing.
Luka esura ya birimu ya makumi ya abiri n'olunyiriri lwa birimu satu.
Luke 20:23.
Naye n'ategeera obukuusa bwabwe.
Baalina obukuusa.
They were hypocrites.
Ekintu kye baali babala.
What they were calculating.
Yakoba abasubuzi mu kuŋŋaaniro.
He chased all the business people to the synagogue.
Mu Yokaani esura ya kubiri.
In John chapter 2.
Kati baali baagala.
How they wanted.
Barabo bamukugoba wali.
You see whether they chased the people.
Yali ayagala bazireete.
He wanted the money to be brought to him.
And
the thick of money, he was in it so much. And
they
forgot that even the bag had been added to someone else, not him holding it. This one knew about money.
He
speaks words. And Judas, in holding that bag,
Satan
was right close to him. He speaks within the money.
There is
no way the devil passed through to enter Judas.
But
the bag he had been holding.
Any
time he looked within the bag,
Lezogera.
And the money speaks with him.
You
get some money and eat.
You
carry big bag like this.
And
in yours there is nothing.
That
is for this ministry.
You pay
your cars and drive.
Zimbabwe,
build your houses.
What
it has done, all pastors have become Judas. They have rather bought big cars, built their houses,
with
the remaining who give. Sorrow is striking serious to you. It told him, money, they have finished all the money. The time you've spent holding the bag, if you have not built the house out of it, it will never work for you. You see that man? You sell him. At least you get money out of it. When Satan was speaking with Judas,
there's
no way he passed
to access him
except through money. That's where words which came to tell him what to do. You're going to his seat. Money is not easy. You sell the man. You build the house you to get out of poverty.
And
you buy of a donkey, which were the cars of those generations.
But
you are there walking with the man. The man told Peter, the man tell him, you abandoned and left your own possessions. Now what do you have to show? You are gathering to help you overcome the business. When will you build houses? What you get is what you go in the market and you buy food on. And the master was very wise. He told him 100 in heaven. If
not,
there are half 100.
But
we speak with them. It said, you, this one is wasting the oil. Precious
oil.
We would have sold this oil. We help the poor. But was it to help the poor? The master told them, you are going to have the poor all days. The poor will never finish in the world.
Ono bamuyiwa ko muwe mtukuva
mtekereke.
The
spirit has been prepared him to go to hell and be out.
When ona atakateka fire.
This one is preparing my death.
Ingeri jengendo genda mwe magombe.
No
mwengendo kuita mveyo.
Ngapangudi. I come out when I'm victorious.
Business.
They were calculating business. Let us sell it and get money out of it. Money, leave it alone. If you don't have the word of God in you, it can tell you every kind of word. He sees.
They
keep pouring in the Master Jesus
himself.
But this one sees the wasting taking place. I don't know. Money can corrupt your mind.
Having no wisdom.
How can he accept me poured oil on his legs and head? Our master. How dare you accept oil to be poured on you? What is this being done? Let us sell and have money. The number was bargaining to get the apostles, the business in the midst there. Praise Jesus.
So,
now money. This is the message of the devil.
He's
in the midst of business. That's why they say it's very big. It will be hard to buy or sell when you don't have that number. For it itself first corrupts you. And even the major things, no more see them. Now a man today in the church to give you a million to start a business. This is the wasting. They would have bought a car for me in that money. How can they give it to a brethren
I hear business.
Let them go seek their God.
Yeah,
this is the pastor. Money.
Let's
move on here.
He's
had a lot of hypocrisy within it.
He
told him, you know what? That man go and test and tempt him.
At least
in the desert we failed.
Matthew 4,
we failed us in the garden. Even in Luke.
But
this time on money. At least if we penetrate
to money
and access to Jesus.
Tuli mu Luka essuula ya 20 n'olunyiriri lwa 24.
Luke 20:24.
Naye n'ategeera obukuusa bwabwe n'abagamba nti mundage eddinaali.
You bring that coin. Let us see what's upon it.
You
see there's a pyramid. And it shows Egypt. It shows the God of Egypt. He has come being worshipped.
Even
they declare that they are Christians and are not. For if God is, they claim is a big-eyed God, yet a living God, he says he has 7 eyes.
But
religions, most of them, even some of the born again,
they have
still been worshipping him as the big-eyed God.
You've
been worshipping him how in the past seasons? And
then
he confessed big-eyed God. He tells
in
Revelation 5:6
that
he has 7 eyes.
Those are
the 7 spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. As they bring out money, and
it
was a portrait of someone.
Luke 20:24. N'obuwandiikeko byani. Bo ne bagamba nti bya Kayisaali. N'abagamba nti kale ebya Kayisaali mumusasulenga Kayisaali. N'ebya Katonda mumusasulenga Katonda.
Katonda ayina ebyo byeyeetaaga.
God has his needs.
Even Caesar give him his. Money has never been for God, but it's for Caesar. God him, he has gold, he has silver. All those were exchanged and they were put within a paper.
You
see how you buy gold. You exchange your gold and you give it. And they give you paper. And it is
full
of every form of a curse.
And
every word which is full of a charm and sorcery and magic. And they begin to speak to you whatever they want. For these as they were going to make money, they made a gathering under the sea. And they
called
everyone who can bewitch. Every demon of every color. It wasn't done in this generation. It was done in the seasons of BC before Christ. It has been working for a long time. And they say, bring everything called a merchant and we give you money out of the
merchandise.
Many people don't know where your money came from.
But
this day, you are going to know where your money came from.
And
how did you begin to get our gold? And we take it in the sea and they give us money, which is papers. Listen.
Tuli muluka esula ya makumi abiri olinyiru abiri mumu kaga.
Luke 20:26.
Nibata yinza kujia nsonga mchigambo echo mumaso gabantu nibe uunya chazemu nibasilika.
Now we have to answer with wisdom. Even though they have said, no one is going to buy, not even to sell, without this number. But we shall buy and we shall sell.
Yet
we don't have that number.
For
we understand their schemes. When they call in a business like this, people you're going to enroll, you first preach to them. As they read that the gospel, you have preached to them. And you have told them one thing. You sell these products and you get money. And the people don't enroll many.
And
you remain selling to get money. When you go to the shop and they need Caesar's portion, you pay to get your food on the shop. Get your money, my child, to go to school. Get your money, give me that your car, I drive it. I serve God. For I know one thing. In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, that the divine authority of God
already
gave us what we need in life and for godliness,
and
those we need for life and for serving God.
You
never hold on them as if they will take you to heaven. You don't think you've gathered money. It's going to reach you in heaven. Money still you're going to use in this life and maybe for serving God, like buying things of Caesar, the iron sheets and the things like that. Give him money to give you the products. For he said that we got the world and handed it to him. Now everything within it we have to buy it from him.
You
remember him telling our master Jesus in Luke 4,
he
told him, bow to me, I'll give you everything in this world, for it was given me. That's why buying is moving on. The others of God which are existing, and it was in our home, we just made exchange, barter trade. You gave me a banana, and I gave you cassava. You gave me salt,
which
I gave you another product you are in need of.
But
right now there's someone who was put in our midst. He troubles us seriously. Money. But in the preparations, he was prepared from under the sea. Ezekiel 27. Let's get back down there and you hear
Ezekiel esula ya makumi abiri musambu n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Ezekiel 27 from verse 1. We want to see how the principalities, how they got from all the space, all of them, and they sat under the sea to make money, and they have cast it.
Nga bataddeko buli spere yogera agagamba agonona omuntu
upon money.
Ozikwata bw'oti ne zikugamba.
Soko mbalemu nkola. You first count me and see. And you count, 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 count. And you feel salivating, seeing it. You feel all the mind that is getting corruptive about that money. You begin to
segregate
who you're going to give and who you're not going to give.
Ziga kakati ono.
He tells you this,
bali no ono.
Put him aside and this one.
Wano.
This you see here.
Baboya, baba jaso,
the ones you help, they will help you ahead
kakati
there.
Ono, umuyamba,
now, how dare you help this one?
Umuyamba, tana, chagena,
you
help
them, they will pay you nothing ahead.
Katulabe.
Ezekiel Sulema makumi abiri musambu nolu nyiri olisoka.
Ezekiel 27 from verse 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinkikira nate nga kyogera nti, naawe omwana w'omuntu, tanula okungubagira Ttuulo, ogambe Ttuulo nti, ayi gwe atuula awayingirwa mu nnyanja.
Wansi mu nnyanja, Bermuda Triangle.
See, Bermuda Triangle.
Waliwo ne pyramid eyo gye muwulira
ebirebi. Pyramid you hear, it swallows things. Bamuyitani. It's called who?
Wuliriza bulungi.
Ezekiel 27:2.
Ezekiel 27 verse 2.
Ogambe Ttuulo nti, ayi gwe atuula awayingirwa mu nnyanja, omusuubuzi owamawanga eri ebizinga bingi.
Yatandikira ku bizinga
omusuubuzi. He began from the coasts, the businesses.
Era bw'oddayo n'otunulira
Arab simanyi slave trade,
omazi kwe bayitanga.
They used to pass the waters, those merchants.
When you
get back where things began, you know these things
proper. But
Lucifer put this thing in to buy humanity and things like those. Most of them were taken to the nations. Most of them were taken under the sea. And they worked like sacrifices. You may think all of them were taken to dig in sugar canes.
But
most of them were put under the sea, most especially the Africans. This is a
merchant
of the nations. He began business, devil. But the main base, he had put it under the sea,
Atlantic Ocean.
But Atlantic Ocean. Even Indian Ocean has, the Red Sea has there. Even those big, big seas. But the main base is here
at
the Atlantic Ocean. He's a merchant of the nations.
Ezekiel 27
verse 3.
Omusuubuzi owamawanga eri ebizinga bingi. Bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti, gwe ayi Ttuulo, oyogedde nti nze natuukirira mu bulungi. Ensalo zo ziri mu mutima gw'ennyanja.
Eri wansi.
Under the sea.
Banzimbayo bulungi
nnyo. They built that very well.
Ne batereezaayo.
And they prepared properly.
Bakola amamotoka, bakola
bulungi. They manufacture cars and things down there. The business is down there. In the past seasons, all the gold, all the rubber which was covered, they used to take it under the sea. And they were given coins and papers to come back with. Up to today, these things are moving on. As long as you go under the sea, you may find they have brought you a bag of money, put it there. People who begin banks, they were not human beings. We have fallen angels. They got under the sea. From money which began the issue bank, they got it direct from under the sea. Money
is
surprised what is upon it. If you have been just seeing as a paper, it has many things upon it. Let's move on here.
Ezekiel 27 verse 4. Ensalo zo ziri mutima gw'ennyanja, abazimbi bo batuukiriza obulungi bwo.
Bali eyo bazimba.
Down their building.
N'okutuuka kati bakyazimbayo.
They are no more.
N'okutuuka kati bakyazimba.
They are still building up to now.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's
why they go and dream. And
then
they see they went to heaven. And
they
find where they are still building. That they are putting a brick upon your house. Yet they have been taken under the sea. Heaven was built long time ago. God built the Jerusalem city
of
heaven.
He
built it and finished it long time.
So he
read Hebrews properly. Hebrews
12:22. 11:8-16.
The city God built. He's not putting a brick right now.
Our Master
Jesus told us in John 14 that he's going to prepare a place for they are there.
And
if it wasn't like that,
he
wouldn't have told us. But in the Father's house, there are very many mansions.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
This
will go and tell you
that
they saw a brick being put upon your structure.
These
are just still building Bermuda Triangle under the sea. That's where they go. And they found when the brick is being put upon your structure. The seasons they brought that message. The gospel being preached was wrong. And it is wrong. And they empowered you to preach it so much. For they told you, the more you preach it, and they preach a brick for you on your structure, yet the gospel is wrong.
Hey. They do.
So they were supporting. They knew the gospel around is another. Instead of the kingdom gospel, you're going to
yes,
Jesus, the way to the life, and he heals. You come and he gives you wealth. You come and give the car. You come
and
save you that poverty.
Now,
to be safe to go in heaven is upon what? If put you in the position where they can be called mad, the preachers, as you stand the cars are passing
and
you begin to speak.
Yet
Jesus
said,
he was in the market, and the showers of the
lake,
he gathered people. You see, in places where you can meet people concentrating,
he said
that when he came to support his work, he said, stand on the crossroads highway. And we spoke. Someone brings me a pulpit and puts it on the road aside. And the cars are passing here, these ones are passing here. Another does mad things. They get their handkerchief. And they get in the middle of the road. Jesus! And they are making noise to the people. And he's making funny noise. After he runs, the end is coming.
it's there.
And people begin to look back to see the end.
This
is the end. The thing is a joke and a drama. After he passes
miracle,
and I give him 20,000 shillings, we know him very well.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
After
he finishes, he goes, he gets his earning all the day. He has finished working. You thought he supported so much the gospel. The days that gospel came, and the gospel which was being preached was wrong.
And
you thought they had supported so much. Even the letters which fell, that the letter fell from Satan. And in it it was said, hinder them to give the tithes. And you block their
work.
Yet they knew. When they give it to the pastors, they buy cars. They don't give to the people as their need is. Everything they were doing, it way knowing it's wrong.
Even
making funny letters fall. And they were in preparing their works to progress on. Now you
Satan,
read the letter of the devil.
The devil
can never speak the truth. Everything he does is a con man. He's a hypocrite.
He
schemes, plotting something behind. Which devil throws his letter?
That the letter fell from the devil on a paper.
You
come back to
our
senses. The devil can't throw his letter.
But
he wrote the letter at the prayer mountain. He was passing at the prayer mountain.
When
you see what is in the letter, you wonder. All of this was to support the
others.
Why did they put it that pastors eat it and have not helped people?
They
never put that now.
They just
cause the pastors to eat, not help
people.
They just see that people to give the tithe,
that
God will block their blessing.
And people
gave more tithe
to pastors, ate the
money, and they knew the end has no meaning.
That you read
the devil is a deceiver, a liar.
Don't
say you read his letter and he told you the truth.
Please
read the Bible, the devil.
The devil
is not the one who told them to ask. The Holy Spirit is the one who told them to ask. The devil cannot tell you what concerns him.
If you are there,
let us hear a demon speak to us.
What is it?
You end up being bewitched.
We
have come from so and so.
Your mother
is bewitching you. Now it was you.
They
have created hatred between you and your mother.
They have
told your mother bewitches you.
You think
the devil has told me what they are doing. Behind is calculating hatred in the midst of you. We don't even want them to speak to us. You get here, go away.
Abaddon,
capture them.
But
I hear you hearing the devil speaking to you. The devil is calculating something.
The time
you spend chasing from this one
and the other
is they are corrupting people's minds. They even started their queue where they have been chased demons off. The others are waiting their own turn behind. As you finish this one turn comes and they also come up. They can corrupt the church.
Wasting
your time, don't get time for the word of God. And all of them are in the line. When you
bring
this one, another comes. When you chase this one, what you chase from this one goes back to this one. And it comes back. Now you will spend the entire day chasing demons. And the pastor says, I think you've seen the power which delivers. The devil says, I have you don't know. You are joking with us.
Why Jesus, all the legion, just them once to live once.
But this one by one, each one in their turn.
Ezekiel ya makumi abiri musanvu n'olunyiri lwa kutaano.
Ezekiel 27 from verse 5 right now.
Embawo zo zonna bazijja mu mberozi.
Kati mu biro biri.
Now in those days,
we used
to get our products.
And
we give them to the sea.
In
those beginnings, and they gave us the coins we came back with. I speak of those past generations. That's how the world was moving. We used to take a product there, and they give us money, we come back with money. Where money came from?
under the sea. But now the problem which is,
we no more
have anything to give them, for we gave them most of them. Now they ask for blood. When you go and they get money for you, and they give even gold, even they give you rings, and they have put powers within them. You break point there within the people, and they are falling. It's as we used to take them in the first business transactions we had with them.
Ezekiel 27:5. Embawozo zonna baziggya mu miberozi egiva mu Seniri. Bajje emipule ku Lebanoni okukolera omulongooti.
Kati baakola omulongooti.
How they made
bwe kuvaayo mu nyanja awo.
When it stretches out of the sea. Even if a plane passes the space, it is captured.
Omulongooti kusobotokayo
olungi. The antenna just comes out. It's big from the sea.
Kasita kuvaayo kakubeeryato nga lye kanaitya nga liyita waawo.
Even if it's a ship, they can capture it to take it down there. There is an antenna of the devil. It gets from the heart of the sea. There is the main pillar of which they built the base under the sea, where they captured the water on.
That
when you
bring
down, water is up like this. When you're falling there, you think you're going to get wet, but you get out down there when you're not wet.
Well,
maybe
friend in the
jar. He fell in the sea, ended up down there, when he has gone to get blessings there. But when he reached there, it was wet. As you get in the sea, as if it's a sea. Now you the merchant, if you think
that
you don't know where it came from, the
meeting,
they made a meeting under the sea, and they called the principalities in the kingdom of the stars. They were on all the mountains of the world. They were upon human heads, and they made a gathering of money to officiate money. Yet before it is released out,
every
demon speak a spell upon it. Now we shall begin on them to bring it, and we give money to go back with it on the world. That is why the artists, they make their money into the toilets. They keep it there. The Indians.
Tuli mweze chisula ya makumi abili musambu nuli nyoro mukaga.
Ezekiel 27:6.
Enkasizo bazikoze mu myera ejja Basani. Emmangazo bazikozesa amasanga agawayirwa mu nzo ezaava mu bizinga bya Kitimu.
Basubula ebintu byonna ebisinga wano.
They purchased most of the things here.
Ate ebirira byali ebyembaawo.
The seasons of the timber.
Batwalanga mbaawo.
They used to take timber.
Ebiro ebyakyuka.
When seasons change.
Ne bayingira ku mayinja.
And they entered precious stones in the iron products.
Bamuda bagenze bamukyuso
kumusi. Bamuda triangle has been changed in building it.
Ugo mulongoti gwasoka nga gwambaawo.
Antenna initially it was of timber. But hard timber.
Ne kati mulongoti
sibu baba. Now it's a serious antenna. Modified.
Tumweze shiri esula. Yabili mwomu sambu ulinyiru wa msambu.
Ezekiel 27:7.
Etanga liyo liyali liya bafuta eliko omulimu ogwe dalizi. Ogwava emisiri.
Aba misiri boba alimwebio.
The Egyptians were into that.
Libere joli ebendera engoye ezakaniki ne furungu ezaba kubizinga bya Elisa nezali etandaluwayo
bakulanga.
They used to make
nga waliwe misiri nga yalondebwa,
and Egypt was chosen.
Buri musubuzi yenna agenda ebintu bya subuda bikwala mu nyanja.
Chant the things they buy.
Yalina okuba nebendera eyo.
They had to have that flag.
Nga bw'obalaba.
As you see
them. Bwe bakugamba nti kati twagala.
And they tell you.
carpet yebere nzirugavu.
Now we want the carpet to be black and red. And that is the sign.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They were there
not every ship on the sea is theirs. But they used to put that flag upon
it,
which came from Egypt.
Ezekiel 27:8. Abatuula mu Sidoni ne Aluvadi bebali abavuzi bo.
They were specialists from different nations. And
we
were to drive those whole, their ships.
We
are going to sink under the sea. Not every type. But they choose and say, the nation of this
place
is going to do like this and that. Even this other nation will manufacture this.
Ezekiel
27:8.
And that the devil,
the younger ones, the fallen angels, they were down there to do everything possible. Here we build
house.
They are making plans of the sea. People don't go there. People go in the waters. This water has not just begun. It began a long time before Satan was just from heaven.
Ezekiel 27:8.
They had
veterans
and they never die.
The
man is old in his day, but in the night their youth
strength,
they go under the sea. A grand person holds
during
the day, but is wise in the sea down there. In the night the hair is white, and this grandfather is a night dancer. But when he runs, he ends up in the sea in the night as he runs.
He
gets back in the morning when it's very cold. Grandfather, how comes you're cold like this? My child, the body is old. Yet where he's come from?
And
they are wise of the sea. Today. And the old man is old, but a serious wizard. They even have hairs over them. Who is going to replace his position to take over? Yet he was chosen
in all the nations,
and they are chosen specialists in that.
Ezekiel 27:9. N'abalunyanja baabyo babanga mugwe okuwamba ebyobuguzi bwo.
Nti babeeranga babifuna.
They were getting them
okuva wansi mu nyanja nga bawanyisa.
Under the sea, they are exchanging with their products.
Kyogola abalunyanja.
That's why the sailors,
n'emize gye balina oyinza oggyewo.
Even the characters they have are surprising.
Ogenda ku nyanja n'otayiga muze gwonna omubi.
When you go under the sea and you don't learn this bad character, you are an overcomer in Jesus. The one who says they speak words which are
unspoken,
that if you don't speak profane and vulgar of the sea, you cannot survive on it.
They
are on their master. They are giving him food. And he speaks a vulgar word there. Now we enter with the electricians. I don't know how one of our brethren survived that occupation.
Whoever
entered electric
voice,
if you're there and don't speak vulgar, you are a man.
Border.
The borders. They say that your mother is one. But
if
the world is one, it's the devil.
Ezekiel Ezekiel 27:10. Obuperusi ne Luudi ne Puti bali mu jeryo. Abasajja abo abalwanyi
nti mulimu abaali balondebwa
nga bakula n'okubula ne bagenda mu bwengula eyo ne tulwanagana nabo nga bantu naye nga bakyankatanadda baafuukanga misambwa
bayita mu bwengula obwo nga mubagana nabo buli kiro balwanira
sitaani
nga balwanira
sitaani They are his army.
And they go
and they are empowered to move in the space. Now they enter churches and they mess them up. They come and they tell you, we got saved from the sea. Yet he is a typical servant of the devil. He tells
them
that they got saved but they never get saved.
And at the end of it all,
you see the one claiming they are from the sea and what they do. They claim here, yet they are announcing it. The sea is there and we come from there. They're rather advertising it more. Now you
let
them bring them in this gospel to see whether they can come.
Those
are the ones who have been in the space spreading the propaganda.
Ezekiel 27:10. Baawanikanga muggwe engabo n'enkufiira.
Bano boda basibangu.
These ones these are not
easy. Era babawe enkufiira
zange.
Astaji babwati ku mutwe.
They are given helmets and they put them on their
heads.
They can walk and move. They disappear quick.
Akofiira olumu ayinza akofiira katambula
ku. Sometimes you see a helmet is moving alone. A leader with a hat on the head never gets off. And the hat within it is a demon. You shoot him and the bullet perverts to another direction. We speak what comes from
there.
But all this you see there,
they're
on the business, merchants, money.
They are
working for the number 666.
Ezekiel 27:10.
Batenda
obulungi bwo abasajja abe Yaluvadi wamuneje eryo babanga ku babugwebo okwetoloola
kakati waliwo abava mu bantu abeegattibwako bamalayika
abaagwa
okukuuma bugwe
to watch over the watchtowers
wa sitaani
of the devil.
Sikulwanga bamalayika abadoni baali bayingira
bakuwe angel abadon penetrate them.
Lutawo obusubuzi runene nnyo
runo. The war of business is big.
And
money.
When
you are making it to do the things,
they
put upon it everything. We are here tomorrow you shall hear much concerning this money. Where was it made from? You began to understand it proper. Under the sea, where the business merchants began from.
Ezekiel 27:11. Naba gamada babanga mu bigobyo bawanikanga engabo zaabwe ku bugwe bo okwetoloola.
They wind the towers up. Some of them are put upon this world and they put in priests and nuns within them
and they are vulnerable.
They don't get married. They don't marry to serve demons and they don't get married. All the time they have to be looking over the works of their master.
Ezekiel 27:11. Batuukiriza obulungi bwo. Talusiisi ye yabanga omusuubuzi wo olw'obugagga obw'engeri zonna
waliwo oli gwe bateekawo naye buli kimu akisuubula nga buli kalabaka
yokasuubulaalabamusente
era ono yasuubula nga buli kintu n'atwalayo
nga
just kizinga oba ggwanga
naye
nga lisuubula buli
kantabatwalanga
ewansi mu nnyanja
nebabawaamu
sente
zibaleeta
Ezekiel sura
27:12
baavangayo olw'obuguzibwo baavangayo olw'obuguzibwo effeeza n'ebyuma n'embaati n'amasasi
kati bano baawangayo bino
these exchange these ones
ne babawa sente
and they were given money
ebyuma byonna nga batwala
eri and all the iron and tin is taken there
tuvula kati baabikozesa zimba
ye eri wansi munyanja to build under the sea now
ebiro biri twatwala nga bonna batuwa sente
so we need to take and they give us money
naye nga baba sente ze bakuwa muganda
wange they give you
zoleeta mu nsi muno
which you bring in this world
zijjudde obuzibu bwonna
is full of problems
Ezekiel 27:13
Ezekiel 27:13
Yavani, Tubali, Nemeseki bebali abasuubuzi bo baawanga emibiri gy'abantu n'ebintu eby'ebikomo olw'obuguzi bo
kakati bano bo mulimu abaakuŋŋaanya ebirambo
body corpses there night dancers
nga bo famire baagirunga
yabasoziolabirawe
wamu
mwesimanyi
mbumusera naye baali babalonda
dderiabo
banaatuliranga
ennyama
nga mulya yabantu
si
waliyo n'okugikuŋŋaanya
ogitwalayo wansi
ngeeyo
family
oba kika oba
nsi that clan or country
oba ggwanga
or nation
nga lyalondebwa kukola
ebyo was chosen to do that
eri nga baba wa sente
and they're given money olaba
basenzi
neyo ya sente you see that that's as well have money
sente bino byonna ka
nkubuulire
olabula bisente ku
nsi naye
sente gye yava
n'ebigendwa
byayo
zitandi
mwennyini awedde era tunatumusomako ekyo jawulira
ye
mwennyini sente mulandira
sitandi
ye soosi
y'ebibi
naye nga ye sente mulandira okutoola muli kati bw'oba omukutte
bw'otyo
olina okwogera naye ebigambo ebyakutegeera
ddalaesente
ggwe
nkutegeera
bulungi toyogera wano ebigambo bw'onaazikwata obukwazi n'oteeka mu
nsawo
zibeera mu nsawo ne zikugamba
naye
naawe gyayo
tubalemu
kumbe zaagala kwogerako
naawesente
ggwe lateka tunategeera bulungi gye bayita sente
They say, bring us and count us within the people to see.
You see the
pocket. Bring us out and count it to us within the people. You understand what it tells you?
You buy for 1,000
by half 50,000. Bring 50 out. Yet you even have 1,000 on the side. And it tells you, no,
get out
50. You have to show that you too are big. You joke with money.
The other is a group.
Satan speaks direct using it. Don't fear money.
Kubanga tetwaweebwa mwoyo
wakutiwabula
okusigala nga tugamba
kitafaaliuteekwa
okudda
ewaffe
mu ggulu
kakube
sente kakube
ki wetujja
kudda
Ezekiel sura ya 27:14 ab'omu nnyumba ya Togaluma baawangayo embalaasi n'embalaasi ez'entalo n'ennyumbu olw'ebintu byo.
Bano bo nga nnyumba yokka famire tebafumbirwa
ate tebawasa.
Kati muli awo tulwanagana mioyo
gyaffe
tetufumbira kimu tetuwasa. Abantu balina ebintu
byabatta
naye esoosi gye byava
tebamanyiyo.
Baatandikira nga babira biri mu famire
zaabwe.
Enyada yeetaaga okuba
obinnyowabakasaza
naye kakubuulire bino byetusabasaba
ebyekirokolebyetutategeera
abantu bajjasigala nga bakyasibiddwa tomanyi ensibuko
yakintuusaba
busabi
kyobola
bennyini bamala ne
bakujeega
ne bakugamba somesa
emizimu
ngodda ku mizimu osomesa abantu kumbe ekyani kwa
kigambokitula
mutima
gwomuojijjuse nakyo
kati gibateeka mu
ntalonemukubaguro nemukubaanekukwata
omulala abasajja abeddedani be baali abasuubuzi bo ebizinga bingi byali akatale ak'omu mukono gwo baakuleeteranga okuwaanyisa amasanga n'emitoogo. Obusuuli yabanga musuubuzi wo olw'olupulube lw'emirimu gyo baawangayo olw'ebintu byo amayinja agannawandagala.
Agalimu olwa
green
bagawangayo tovula bazimba Bamuda
Bamuda triangle.
Bw'otuukayo eri bakuwa jabu bakuwa empetanga ya
jabu
n'owulira nga
ki nga
bw'ogiwuba bw'oti evaamu amaanyi
gakuba abantu.
Kankubuulire ebintu ebisinga ffe twabiwangayo
ne
batuwamu ssente
ssente
ze bamaze otuwulira ne bazilagulako buli kigambo
ekibi
n'olugoye Ezekiyeri 2:17 n'olugoye olw'effulungu n'omulimu ogw'eddalizi ne bafuta ennungi ne kolali n'amayinja amatwakaavu Yuda n'ensi ya Isirayiri
bano nabo yabagatta mu busuubuzi tomuzanyisa bano yabakolaki
olunyiro 17 Yuda ne Isirayiri baabanga basuubuzi bo baawangayo olw'obuguzi bwo eŋŋaano ey'eminisi n'ebyakaloosa n'omubisi gw'enjuki n'amafuta ag'envumbo.
Wulira bye baakola batira amafuta ga mukama ne
bagamukuza
naye kati yagagaba olwaleero
baja kuŋŋaanya emyaka mingi egiyise
katwayo abantu bagenda mu
nyanjaeradda
n'amafuta
ge babasingaagamba
yavudde
nagaisirayiri
bakuŋŋaanya amafuta
tanka
eziri eyo
nyingi
ne bagyokka balogaaloga
gali
baloga amafuta ne bagakuwa
nebagamba
yakumansirako bakugobererenga
eno
kyoyogera
tebaddamu
eno yakubasibira abo basiri
walenga tebanajibalane
bwoba olaba ebiri ku muntu oyo
tovaawo wrong things on this person you don't get from that place
usigaroga musumba
you remain say my pastor
bana idini yange
my religion
naye nge bintu obiraba zibi
you see things are not the right things
father itam na amazi
te mind ya gaza pastors with water you don't know where he got it from
to have a man see the kolimo
to hit the curse upon all of you
gano ke muje wa kakande
these ones we get from kakande
bamalayika abaga bafuka
muli fallen angels you redeemed there come
Ezekiel 27 n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omunaana. Damasiko yabanga musuubuzi wo olw'olufulube lw'emirimu gyo, olw'olufulube olw'obugagga obw'engeri zonna, n'omwenge ogw'okerubooni n'ebyoya by'endiga ebyeru.
They
were in wines and in making wine. They used to take under the sea.
And
right now, some of the companies, they no more make
warrage.
Or alcohol, as you see them, they bring from under the sea and you drink. This wool which was gathered from the ship, they make fabrications of different products under the sea. And they bewitch the clothing.
You just
look on the clothing,
and
it tells you, you mean to buy me. What you've been going to give, buy me. You begin to feel you want to buy it. And when it touches women,
all the education
of the children, let me buy, but I'm not passing this cloth. You pray the clothing with cloth. These men make everything. We used to take things in the past generations and they gave us money within them. Now money
is and
we need to buy what we gave to them.
Ezekiel 27:19. Vedani ne Yovani bawangayo olw'ebintu byo obugoogwa, ekyuma ekimasamasa ne kasiya ne kalamo byabanga bya buguzi bwo.
Bano baatwalanga ebintu, ekintu kye batatwala wansi ku
nnyanja
nga wano ku nsi tekyaliwo.
But if it was there,
there are
families which gave themselves to business, merchants. That business was beyond those days. And
after
today, it's like that. No one can buy.
And
no one can sell
those
except when they have that number and mark. For money, they know very well what they did to it. When you touch it like this, and you're not totally born again, what it does to you is much.
Ezekiel 27:20.
Dedani
yabanga musuubuzi olw'engoye ez'omwendo omungi okwebagalirangako. Obuwalabu n'abalangira bonna aba Kedali, abo baabanga basuubuzi ba mukono gwo, baabanga basuubuzi bo olw'abaana b'endiga n'endiga ennume n'embuzi. Abasuubuzi ab'e Seba ne Laama baabanga basuubuzi bo, baawangayo olw'ebintu byo ebyakaloosa ebisinga byonna n'amayinja gonna ag'omuwendo omungi ne zaabu.
Ebyakaloosa,
the perfumes,
those
ones.
Baba bakola biri ebimu, sitaani ali muli.
The devil is within them.
Okay, kuba bwoti
you pray to yourself, every man begins to whisper to you. And you say, what is
this?
What is happening to me? Everyone proposes to me.
Hey,
boy, you put your yourself, you see a girl has come your way. What don't you see? Me, I've come to speak about myself. And I want to register. She's a girl proposing. You think where people got the boldness? Most of the fumes are not made on this earth. And when you see images which come by them, you have to be very careful. Pray for what you're going to use. First Timothy 4. Let them be cleansed by the word of God and thanksgiving. Everything you touch, don't just use it. You get out when you've got
the
money.
And you wonder,
man has got no pressure on me.
Now I cannot survive without it. Let me go sell myself.
But
just begin from a perfume commanding you to do that.
You
have been a patient girl, but you see,
you have moved
the level. You say, I need the money. At least I sell myself.
You may perhaps be
married.
You are
perfume.
You
see the woman you have, she's not your steak. If he's a woman, she becomes a problem home.
Ezekiel 27, verse 23. Kalani, Nekane, Ne Edeni, Navasuzi, Abese Seba, Ne Alusi, Nekirumadi, Babanga Basuzibo, Abu Babanga Abasuzibo, or Rebbe in Twebironde. Olw'emitumba ejakaniki n'emirimu egyeddalizi n'essanduuko ez'ebyambalo ezinekaaneka
bakuŋŋaanyanga bwe batereka
ebintu
ezisibibwa n'emiguwa ezikolebwa emivule mu by'obuguzi bwo ebyombo eby'etalusiisi byebyakutambuliranga olw'obuguzi bwo era wagaggawala n'oba wa kitiibwa kinene mu mutima gw'ennyanja
wansi obugagga bwonna ne babukuŋŋaanyiza eyo
waliyo
abasaabaze bo nga bo muganda wange mu kuvuga eryato ku mazzi okwo
boats and ships.
To
bring those businesses. The things we ended up filling them they rather sent money back to us. Not the money. We need to buy gold. We need to buy products. We give it them to you? We don't want money, bring blood.
N'olunyirwa biri mu mukaaga.
Ezekiel 27:26.
Abavuzi bo baakutiisanga awatali mazzi mangi. Omuyaga ogw'obuvanjuba gukumenye mu mutima ogw'ennyanja. Obugagga bwo n'ebintu byo, obuguzi bwo, abalunnyanja bo n'abagoba bo abakozi bo n'abawamba obuguzi bwo n'abasajja bo bonna balwanyi abali mu ggwe wamu n'ekibiina kyo kyonna ekiri mu ggwe wakati baligwa mu mutima gw'ennyanja ku lunaku olw'okugwakwo.
On his day,
the
day of our master when he comes back, what concerns us will be winded up there. But the business is moving on, and they got the entire world in that generation, just as they've come back today, that no one can buy or sell except when they have the number 666. What is beyond that? Is business of shoes, of different garments and clothing. You're going to see it tomorrow. As you move on to see how money is the root, which sources from the devil, who is the source, and brings out every unrighteousness from him to bring it into humanity. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Tomorrow come a bit early. Bring someone.